What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Fit, Healthy, and Most of All Happy podcast. I am your coach and host, Josh, here with
his co-host and co-coach, KG, and I'm in the house.
We got some beautiful background noise today. It is raining passionately outside, but I find that is always a nice backdrop. I actually like meditating to raindrops, so there's an extra bonus for today's episode. But outside of the rain, summer is peaking around the corner. It is coming up and it will come quick. And with that, you got to de-shed some of those layers. It's not as motivating to be lean, to be in tip-top shape in the winter where you can hide in that sweater, be comfy. But with summer, everyone wants to get in shape for summer. And we wanted to make a step-by-step guide. So we have 6 killer steps for you to make sure you can build that dream body for summer once and for all. I know too many people, and this may be you, so I may be calling you out, say, hey, this summer I'm going to get in shape. I've always wanted. I'm going to get a six-pack. I'm going to look beach ready. I'm going to look better than I ever in my swimsuit. And unfortunately, like I said, that creeps up. It never happens. But you are different. You're listening to this episode now. You're going to use these tips. You're going to put in the work. And this is going to be your year. And Kyle's going to start it off with number one.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to say that we always like talking about summer early because the amount of times people wait until the very last moment and realize it's too late, they've got some weight to lose, they've got to tighten up, and then, you know, all the events are just automatically taking place. So that's why we're always ahead of schedule, and we just want to think in advance for every single one of you. So number one, it starts as simply as setting goals. Now, one thing I will say, so a lot of times people just say they're going to do something, but one of my most favorite quotes is, a goal without a plan is just a wish. So when it comes down to it, you really have to make sure you're setting SMART goals. So we've talked about this before, but the word SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. So very often someone will say, hey, I'm going to get to 170 pounds and that's it. I'm excited to do it. But they only have one small thing there, is they have the goal, but they don't have everything else, right? It is a little bit specific, but there's not as many things taking place, such as it being time bound. You have to give yourself a certain time frame. It has to be very achievable. And when you set a goal and you have all of these things that you're striving for, it makes it so much easier to be able to check in with yourself, to know when you're on track, to know how far you are, to make it very realistic. And that is the best way to achieve an actual goal. So when you are setting that goal, let's say, you know, we're 70-ish days away from summer, maybe just below right now. Here's where I want to be in 90 days. Give yourself 90 days. It'll be the start of the summer. You'll be in great shape. Here's what I'm going to achieve. Here's how I'm going to do it. Here's the time frame. Here's what I'm going to kind of like your check-in points, you know, at 1 month, at 2 months, at 3 months. And that is the best way to see great results. And we can't wait to help you get there.
Yeah, the journey of a million miles starts with that first step. And I'm a big believer in setting that big goal, breaking it down to smaller, obtainable, bite-sized pieces. And sometimes, I mean, maybe your house was so messy you didn't know where to start. And you're like, okay, I'm going to go do those dishes. And you get those done. And your goal is clean the house. And the dishes are done. And you say, okay, now the dishes are done, I can clean the whole kitchen and wipe the counters. You're like, my kitchen is beautiful. Now onto my living room. And that is very much how you should approach fitness and transformations, is step by step. What are the actions I need to do? What are the things I need to achieve? And sometimes it can be so daunting and so big and so far off. And maybe you're in the worst shape you've ever been in. You want to be in the best by summer. But I assure you, by breaking these goals down, making them do obtainable small bite-sized pieces, and analyzing too, like in college, I was in the best shape of my life. I was 160. I'm 190 now. So that would give you 30 pounds. What's the time frame you want to lose it? How can you break that down to how much each month you'd want to lose? And you can see how these things can take shape, start to make sense in your head, and it can make you better for your buy-in, for you and your journey, to be like, okay, I can get there. I just need to meet these little milestones. And then you can sit back, reflect, and say, did I meet them? Fantastic. Or I didn't quite meet it. I need to improve my output and effort. And this is how you can see your way through it. So that was incredible. And now for number two, the big one. So now we have our goal. We need to make this happen. So to get leaner, and for most people for summer, the goal is to get leaner. It never hurts. Like I said, you're in beach attire, you're in the heat, it's always nice to be a little bit leaner in summer. So what you're going to need to do is start a deficit. Now is a great time to start because we're just above 2 months out. That is a fantastic time to really tone up, see change, lock in, and have success. So the best way to achieve a diet can actually be done through nutrition and or activity, but you're going to see the most success through nutrition. That's where most people do unfortunately struggle, and things like the weekend events can really start to pile up, and that is where that extra weight can come from. You have Christmas, Christmas, you have Easter, you had some nights out, it was bored, you had a couple DoorDash movie nights at home. All these things can cause you to gain 5-10 pounds. And I know your journey, you might not need to lose 40 pounds or anything like that. You might just want to tighten up and see some change. And that is where I would really recommend, of course, locking in with your training. That's going to be, of course, important. That is something you should always be on. And I know perhaps you're already doing great with that. But for nutrition, make a point to track your calories and make sure you're using that data to make sure that you're seeing your weight decrease and you are indeed seeing yourself lean out. And the best way to do that is set your amount of calories, set your protein. A great place to start is to get up to 1 gram per body weight for protein. That's going to make it way easier, give you more energy, more enthusiasm, keep you more full, help you put on more muscle, maintain more muscle. The benefits are huge there. You're going to be more sated from it, which is absolutely fantastic, meaning you're going to be more full. So utilize these benefits and make a priority to eat protein, to eat more whole foods. And from there, start by eating till you're about satisfied. So we don't want to be too stuffed. We don't want to be too hungry. From there, your weight very likely will stay the same or just dip because you're starting to clean up, build consistency. And then from there, you can begin to strategically lower your calories to ensure in that deficit to a rate of loss that you are indeed comfortable with to achieve your goal. And this is something, of course, we can help you with. We'll do all the hard work and something we take great pride in. If you want to take advantage of this, go ahead and DM us with the keyword Summer Special. Summer Special is back. So our Instagram is @ClossFit, ClossFit. This is how you can get into our online fitness coaching, where we have created thousands of incredible transformations, where people have trusted us with their physiques just like you and seen results just like you're looking to see. So now is your time to do it at an incredible deal. This is a paid bespoke program where we will work with you, hold your hand throughout this whole process to guarantee your results. So there's no risk, only results here, and I don't want you to miss out. And if you don't want to DM us on Instagram, we also have the second link down below is our website. You can learn more about our coaching absolutely with no pressure. We will take care of you. And then an extra bonus tip for that deficit is just improve the quality of your diet. I know I did mention that earlier, but the more dense, healthy foods you eat, the easier it will be, especially with summer coming around. Eat more vegetables, take advantage of more things kind of being in season and being a little bit cheaper depending on where you live. That is an extra bonus there.
Yeah, and perfectly into number three, which is simply increase in activity. Before I talk about this, I want to say, in order to get the best results possible, taking Josh's tip previously of decreasing your calorie intake and then starting to move more is like the recipe for an incredible transformation and amazing fat loss. Sometimes people struggle because they will start moving more, walking more, running more, more sports, but then their food intake goes up a lot more just naturally with social events, with everything, maybe being a bit hungrier, and then you're not seeing the results you deserve. So you really have to take both of these into consideration. And if you apply the amazing changes to both of them, you'll see some great results. So simply put, increase in activity. Some people will just naturally do it. That's kind of the way I am, is like during winter, you know, I'll kind of aim for 10K steps and like just hit it if I'm lucky. And then summer is just an easy 15K steps, just like based off of lifestyle, based off of wanting to take those walks a little bit longer, joining some sports leagues and just really enjoying the outdoors. So once again, some people will just naturally be like, okay, cool. Like it's just summer. I spend a lot more time outdoors. But for those of you who obviously you may be sitting at a desk, you may have a lot more, you know, just different things going on that, you know, require just isn't as active, you may have to step out of your comfort zone. And even kind of on that note is Josh, myself, you know, some of our, friends, team members, we've already been starting to plan our summer volleyball league. Like we've already started to kind of get some things situated. And now is the time to even just get ahead of it, right? Because even for us, we know that similar to how quick summer comes, even though it seems like it can't come quick enough, things book up quick. Like we've learned the hard way that booking that volleyball league, like we can't wait until that week before or else it's going to be all booked up. So I really encourage you to start thinking of new hobbies, start talking to your friends about it, start exploring new options to get you outside, to enjoy all the amazing benefits. Just being outdoors, like the best part about it is that you can actually cross off a million things to like the benefit list, such as getting vitamin D, such as mental health, such as fresh air, all these incredible things, movement, and there's just so many amazing benefits. So utilize that nice weather, spend time outdoors, you know, try new things, and you're going to feel incredible and you're just going to be burning more calories naturally.
Yeah, it's such an easy way to get after it, even with the beautiful weather. Obviously, jack up that step goal, make a point to really make that a priority, and just see where you can be more, like, really embrace movement in general. Like, get outside, do some yard work. I love just taking advantage of different things and just celebrate movement, and to not look at it as a chore, but something you enjoy. Go on walks with friends, take longer routes to get places, go the scenic route. Like, all these great things, they sound cheesy, but they will help build towards that summer physique, especially as you come out of this quote-unquote hibernation season. Now for number four, and this is a big one, is if you want to get somewhere you've never been, you got to do something you've never done. And a big part of doing this is setting a new identity for yourself, especially if you are someone who every year says, this is the summer I will do it, and it doesn't happen. This is where you need to make a point to say, okay, I'm going to become a new person. I'm going to work to become a better 2.0 version of myself, and I'm not going to make the same mistakes. It's real easy to self-sabotage, especially when we have self-doubt and we don't believe we're capable of doing something, but I assure you, you are capable of it. I have worked now with thousands of people in the same situation who thought it could never be them, they were never fit, their family's not fit, they've always failed, and it's great seeing them make that breakthrough. And so much of it is that buy-in in this journey, is taking it serious, eliminating half measures, and going all in. And a fantastic way to do this is by having accountability, or even better, having a coach, having someone there to direct every component of this journey, to see you through it, and to make sure you're accountable to what you said you want to achieve. So once again, we'd love to help you with that. And if not, if this isn't something you're interested in right now, you can always have a friend, have other people around you, tell your goals, say them out loud. Don't like just let your goals exist in the shadows. Put them in the light where people hold you accountable to it. Tell your friends, say, hey, I'm trying to get to this goal this weekend. Hold me accountable. Cut me off at here. Don't let me do this or that or whatever. And people will want to help you. It'll be an awesome journey. And the more you bring in your friends into your journey, the better it will be. So this is a big thing too. And with this new identity, if you're able to analyze every year you do great until like something puts you off of it, you never get started, you need to make sure you start this year. If you always do great till you go to a certain event, or it's your birthday weekend or whatever it is, figure out how you're going to navigate that better. If you have a vice that's really holding you back, you're ordering in food every night, you're making bad choices, cut that out. If you're drinking too much, cut that out or moderate that. Like really just getting to the root of what's holding you back is going to help you shape that new identity to see that long-lasting change.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to face, but the truth is, like, if you really want it bad enough, you will achieve it. You just have to go all in, which brings me into number five. I have two kind of like tips here that are super important, and I'm very passionate about it, but it is simply start taking action now and just go all in. So I'm very passionate about this because the times that I've failed in the past many, many years ago, I do remember that these are the things that just kind of held me back. And so many of you awesome people reach out to us in the DMs. We talk to a lot of you amazing people who just have really great intentions. But these are the two things that I find, aside from not being in a deficit, of not working out and moving enough, is just it's that mental barrier that holds a lot of people back. So let me break this down just a little bit. So taking action now, super important. It's on the top of your head. You've got great goals set already. You know you need to start eating less, moving more, all that great stuff. Don't let anything get in the way from you beginning now. And if you do allow it, it's just never going to happen. You know, oh, next week I've got a social get together with work. Okay, I'll do it the week after. That gives me 60 days. Then that's going to come up, and then something else is going to happen. And then it's just going to always get delayed, and you will always find something to delay it. Sometimes I'll even hear a buddy of mine say something similar. Like, oh, it's my birthday this time, and then I'm traveling here. And I see it a lot. So I know that this is something that holds a lot of people back. And if you really want it bad enough, if you want to be in the best shape, if you want to feel the greatest, no matter what, you want to get your calories to a good point where you lose a lot of weight, and then summer hits and we can start adding calories back in so you can have more of a social life and enjoy it, we can absolutely do that. But you just can't wait until day one hits, June 21st is here. All right, summertime, now it's time to dial in. That's just not going to work. And the next thing is just go all in. You know, I see so many people saying they want to do it and just kind of giving half measures, right? They say half measures leads to half results. So act like you want it, push yourself, hold yourself accountable. Of course, that's going to be hard. So let us take the guesswork. We will take care of you. We've done it for so many amazing people, and we can't wait to help you next.
Yeah, we're passionate about this because it really hurts our souls seeing people struggle that we know we can help. And you deserve this. If you've been putting it off, you haven't been seeing the results, like I said, you got to take that action to make sure you do. And this is what we specialize in. And you already see what we offer, just giving general advice here on the podcast and getting behind the curtain, having us give you the best possible training regimen, the best nutrition, the best accountability, goal setting, and just really the best strategies to get you there faster is just so instrumental. And we look forward to doing that for you. And then last but not least, and this is probably my favorite tip, and I think one of the best secret tips, so you get a reward here for being at the end of the podcast, and that is having things to look forward to. So if, for instance, if you know you're playing volleyball every week, beach volleyball, shirts off, that's extra motivation to stay lean. If you have trips booked, that's motivation to stay lean. If you have a boat and you're like, I want to be shirtless every time I'm on that boat or I'm at the beach, as silly as it sounds, these are a little bit superficial, but they're fantastic goals. They work really well, and I'm sure there's a time you've had a vacation, you've had a very clear end point in mind, and it's helped you lock into it. Whereas when that goal is vague and it's not a smart goal and you just want to get in shape for summer, it's hard because there's no stakes behind it, there's no timeline. So having different events to look forward to, like go to like a random pool party, host a pool, like do these different random things. It'll light a little bit of fire and it'll get you motivated. And I find just in general, if you want to improve your happiness, like Kyle said, start booking out things, join leagues, have events, have plans, have things cooking that keeps you excited and ready to go. So that is my last and final tip there. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. This was an incredible episode. We hope you have a great day. Peace out.